Dr. Schneider dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Grace Matthews. On 11-20-24, Mrs. Matthews performed a 12-lead EKG. Appeared the patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. PR interval, QRS complex is T waves, all normal. Per paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient Thomas Mulligan. On 11-20-24, Mr. Mulligan performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. There's a left axis deviation noted. QRS complex is T waves normal. Period and paragraph compression, left axis deviation, otherwise normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lynine, L-Y-N-N-I-N-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 11-20-24, Mrs. Webb performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change in forced vital capacity, but there was normalization of airflow. Period. New paragraph compared to a study dated 5-15-24. There's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Elizabeth Phillips. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 11-20-24, Mrs. Phillips performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8-14-24. There's been no significant change period. A paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Thank you.